Okay, so are you just tired of every? It seems like there's some new diet you just have to try.
I know what you mean.
It can be so overwhelming,
Right.
like trying to figure out, what healthy eating even means anymore.
Totally.
Well, today we are going to simplify things
Okay.
with a deep dive into AC Art of Food.
Okay.
It's a unique approach that just like changed the way you think about food and your health.
Well, what's so fascinating about AC Art of Food is that it's not about like jumping on the latest diet bandwagon.
Right.
It's about understanding how food interacts with your individual body.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Tell me more. What exactly makes this approach so unique?
Well, the founder, AC Price,
Okay.
is a certified culinary wellness nutrition coach and educator.
Wow.
And get this,
Okay.
she incorporates blood type into her coaching and meal plans.
Blood type.
Yeah.
Now, that's not something you hear every
I
day
know, right?
in the world of nutrition. I've heard bits and pieces about it.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what the science is.
Well, it's a fascinating concept.
Okay.
The idea is that different blood types evolved alongside different dietary habits
Okay.
throughout human history.
Interesting.
So someone with type O blood, often called the hunter-gatherer blood type,
Oh, okay.
might thrive on a diet that's higher in protein and lower in grains.
Interesting. So it's almost like a personalized roadmap
Exactly.
based on your genetics.
Exactly. It's about tailoring your diet to what works best for your specific blood type,
Okay.
which could mean different things for different
Right.
people.
So if someone is listening to this and thinking, okay, blood type diets sounds a little out there.
Right.
What would you say to them?
I'd say keep an open mind.
Okay.
We'll dive deeper into the research behind this approach a
Okay.
little bit later on.
Right.
But for now, just consider this.
Okay.
Wouldn't it make sense that our bodies, with their unique genetic makeup, might respond differently to different foods?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It makes me think about all those times I've tried a diet that worked for someone else but left me feeling blah.
Right.
All right, so let's unpack what AC Art of Food actually offers.
Okay.
We know about the blood type focus,
Yes.
but what else is in their toolkit for
Yeah.
better health?
Well, they have personalized meal plans
Okay.
designed for weight management and overall health. But what I find really helpful is their meal prepping education subscription.
Oh, meal
Yes.
prepping. I have
Yeah.
to admit, I've started and stopped that habit more times than I can count.
I know, it's so hard.
It always seems like such a good idea,
Yes.
and then life gets in the way.
It does.
So a system that helps you actually stick with it, I can see how that would be valuable.
It's all about making healthy eating fit seamlessly into your life.
Right.
No more frantic grocery store runs
Right.
or last-minute takeout orders.
Ugh, I hate that.
Right.
And speaking of making healthy eating enjoyable,
Yeah?
I hear AC Art of Food also has a line of
They
seasonings
do.
called Abstract Spice Gold.
Yes.
What's the deal with those?
Well, you know how much sodium is hidden in everyday foods.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. It's a lot.
It is.
So AC Price tackled that head-on with
Okay.
these seasonings.
Oh,
They have
right.
3 times less sodium than most all-purpose seasonings.
Wow, that's a big difference.
It is.
But can you really get the same flavor with less salt?
Absolutely.
Really?
And here's the best part.
Okay.
They're incredibly versatile.
Oh, wow.
You can use them on veggies,
Okay.
meats, BBQ. They even suggest trying them on popcorn and fruit.
Okay, now you have my attention.
Right.
Low sodium popcorn that actually tastes good.
I
I
know.
need to get my hands on some of this stuff.
You and me both.
So it seems like AC Price really practices what she preaches.
She does.
What's her story? What led her down this path of culinary wellness?
Well, it's deeply personal.
Okay.
She witnessed a lot of chronic illnesses in her family.
Oh no.
Hypertension, high cholesterol, diabetes,
Wow.
ring cancer.
Oh my
So it
gosh.
really pushed her to explore how food could be used to heal and prevent these conditions.
It's powerful how personal experiences can fuel passion like that.
It really is.
So it sounds like she was ahead of the curve,
Yes.
recognizing early on the importance of being proactive about health through food.
Absolutely. And that's the core message she wants to share with others. It's not just about reacting to illness,
Right.
it's about preventing it in the first place.
I love that approach.
Yeah.
Now, we've talked about the blood type coaching, the meal plans, and the seasonings,
Yeah.
but I understand there's more, right?
There is.
You mentioned something about cookbooks earlier.
I did. AC Art of Food offers a range of culinary health books.
Okay, so it's not just one cookbook, it's a whole culinary health library.
Exactly. They have plant-based recipes,
Okay.
guides to disease prevention and chronic illness management,
Wow.
and even one called the Culinary Health Spice Lab.
Ooh, the Culinary Health Spice Lab.
Yes.
That sounds right up my alley.
I know, me too.
What else is on the bookshelf?
Well, there's a book called The Green Door to Wellness.
Okay.
Which sounds intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who want a taste of the abstract Spice Gold magic,
okay,
there's a mini version of the Spice Lab book.
Oh, a mini version. That's a great way to dip your toes in.
It is.
So we've got a lot to explore here.
We do.
Personalized meal plans,
mm-hmm,
a meal prepping subscription to conquer those weeknight dinner dilemmas,
yes,
those intriguing abstract Spice Gold seasonings,
mm-hmm,
and a whole collection of culinary health books to guide you on your journey.
It's a holistic approach to health and wellness, all centered around the power of food.
Yeah.
And with that focus on blood type, it really feels like a personalized roadmap for better health.
Now that we've laid the groundwork,
mm-hmm,
and let's dive a little deeper into AC Price's story and philosophy.
Okay.
We'll be back to, okay, explore how these tools can help transform your health and eating habits.
Sounds good. So before, we were talking about AC Price's approach to health and wellness.
Right, and especially that focus on personalizing meal plans based on blood types.
Yeah, it definitely challenges the idea of one-size-fits-all diets.
It really does. So much of what we hear about food and health can feel generic.
Yeah.
But AC Price's approach seems so much more tailored.
Exactly. It's about understanding how your individual body,
right,
interacts with different foods.
Yeah.
And how those choices can influence your overall well-being.
It makes you realize there's so much more to nutrition than, yeah, just calories in, calories out.
Absolutely. And that's where those abstract Spice Gold seasonings come in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they make healthy eating a joy, not a chore.
Right.
3 times less sodium than leading all-purpose seasonings. And they work on everything.
I know.
That's quite a claim.
But honestly, I do wonder if less sodium means sacrificing flavor.
Well, remember, AC Price is all about natural ingredients.
Right.
And avoiding those artificial flavor enhancers.
Mm-hmm.
She believes you could have both bold flavors and healthy choices.
Okay.
Think about it. You can sprinkle these seasonings on veggies, meats, even popcorn.
Wait, hold on, popcorn.
Yeah.
You're telling me I can enjoy a big bowl of popcorn,
mm-hmm,
without worrying about all that extra salt? I'm sold.
See, this is what makes AC Art of Food so compelling.
Okay.
It's not about deprivation or restriction.
Right.
It's about making mindful choices,
yeah,
that enhance your lifestyle, not limit it.
That resonate with me. So many diets feel like a constant battle of willpower.
Yeah.
But AC Art of Food seems more about finding a sustainable way of eating,
mm-hmm,
that actually makes you feel good.
It's about nourishing your body from the inside out.
Exactly.
And it all comes back to AC Price's personal journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her family's experience with chronic ills,
right,
really ignited her passion for finding a better way to approach health.
Right. Her story isn't just about selling a product.
No.
It comes from a genuine place of wanting to help others avoid the same struggles.
And that sincerity shines through in everything that she does.
Yeah.
It's not just about slapping a label on something and calling it healthy.
Right.
It's about using high-quality ingredients,
mm-hmm,
educating people about their choices, and empowering them to take control of their health.
It's refreshing to see someone so dedicated to making healthy eating,
yeah,
accessible and enjoyable, not intimidating.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of enjoying healthy food,
yeah,
we can't forget about those cookbooks.
Right.
We briefly touched on them earlier.
Yeah, I did.
But I'm curious to know more. They seem like more than just recipe collections.
They really do. These culinary health books go beyond just listing ingredients and instructions.
Okay.
They dab into the why behind the choices.
Oh, interesting.
Offering insights into disease prevention and chronic illness management.
Okay.
It's about understanding the power of food as medicine.
You know those titles we mentioned, The Green Door to Wellness,
mm-hmm,
The Culinary Health Spice Lab?
Yeah.
They suggest a whole philosophy of living.
Yeah.
It's not just about what you eat,
right,
but how you approach food and its role in your life.
Exactly. And remember that 3-in-1 culinary health ebook, Cookbook Volume 2,
mm-hmm,
The Clean Eating Jumpstart?
Yes.
That one sounds particularly helpful for someone looking for a practical guide to making sustainable changes.
It's like having a roadmap to a healthier lifestyle right at your fingertips.
I like that.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
We've seen how AC Art of Food offers personalized meal plans.
Right.
A meal prepping system for simplifying those weeknight dinners.
Yeah.
Those intriguing abstract Spice Gold seasonings.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole library of culinary health books to guide your journey.
Yes.
But there's one piece of the puzzle we haven't fully explored. The blood type diets.
You're right. We touched upon it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's time to dive deeper into that fascinating world.
Okay.
And see if this approach could be the key to unlocking a healthier you.
All right, so we've been talking about AC Art of Food and all the different ways they help you take control of your health through food.
Right.
But now it's time to tackle what might be the most intriguing aspect of their approach, those blood type specific meal plans.
It's definitely an area of nutrition that sparks a lot of curiosity.
Yeah.
And while it might sound a bit unconventional,
okay,
there's actually a rich history,
okay,
and some compelling research behind the idea that our blood type can influence how our bodies respond to food.
Okay, I'm all ears. Break it down for me.
All right.
How does this whole blood type thing actually work in the context of diet?
So the basic premise is that different blood types evolved at different points in human history.
Okay.
And our diets have evolved along with them.
Interesting.
Think about it. Early humans with type O blood, the oldest blood type, were primarily hunter-gatherers.
Okay.
Their diets were high in protein and fat,
right,
and lower in carbohydrates.
So their bodies were adapted to thrive on that kind of diet.
Exactly. Fast forward to the development of agriculture,
okay,
and we see the emergence of type A blood.
Mm-hmm.
These individuals were more likely to have a plant-based diet,
okay,
rich in grains and vegetables.
Interesting. So it's like our blood type holds clues to the types of foods our ancestors ate.
Right.
And therefore, the foods our bodies might be best suited for today.
That's the idea. And it's not just about weight management.
Right.
Or what foods to eat or avoid.
Okay.
This approach also takes into account how different blood types might react to stress.
Wow.
Digest food, and even their susceptibility to certain diseases.
Wow. So it's really about optimizing your overall health and well-being based on your unique biology.
Exactly.
This is making me think about all those times I've tried a diet that worked for someone else.
Yeah.
But left me feeling sluggish or just not quite right.
That's why personalized nutrition is so powerful.
Right.
There's no one-size-fits-all solution.
Right.
AC Art of Food recognizes this
and
offers a way to fine-tune your approach to eating based on your specific needs.
It's a fascinating concept.
It is.
But I have to admit, I'm also wondering about the scientific evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Is there solid research to back up these claims about blood type diets?
That's a great question. And like many areas of nutrition,
right,
the research is ongoing.
Okay.
There are studies that suggest a correlation between blood type and certain health outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
But more research is needed to establish definitive cause and effect relationship.
So it's not a settled science.
Right.
But there's enough there to warrant further exploration.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes it so intriguing.
Yeah.
It challenges us to think beyond conventional dietary advice.
Right.
And consider the role our individual biology plays in our health journey.
So for our listeners who are now curious about their own blood type
and
what it might mean for their diet, what's the best way to approach this information?
I would say start by doing some research on your blood type.
Okay.
And the foods that are generally recommended.
Mm-hmm.
You might be surprised at what you discover.
Interesting.
And of course, if you're looking for personalized guidance, AC Art of Food offers those blood type specific meal plans we've been talking about.
It's like having a customized roadmap for your health.
Right.
Tailored to your unique needs.
Exactly.
And they also offer culinary wellness coaching.
They do.
To help you navigate all this information and put it into practice.
It's about finding what works best for you, not just following a generic set of rules.
Right.
And AC Art of Food provides the resources and support to make that happen.
I love that. So to wrap things up, it sounds like AC Art of Food offers a truly holistic approach to health and wellness.
It really does.
They've got those personalized meal plans, a meal prepping subscription to take the stress out of weeknight dinners.
Yes.
The intriguing abstract spice gold seasonings to add flavor without the extra sodium.
Right.
And a whole collection of culinary health books to guide your journey.
And at the heart of it all is this fascinating exploration of how our blood type might hold the key to optimizing our health.
It's a reminder that our bodies are unique.
Yeah.
And what works for one person might not work for another.
Right.
AC Art of Food empowers you to find what works best for you.
So as you continue on your path to better health, consider this. Could your blood type be a missing piece of the puzzle?
Wow.
It's definitely worth exploring.
That's a great takeaway for our listeners.
I think so.
And with that, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the world of AC Art of Food.
Okay.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay healthy.